Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Right.
What more can I say? I made you face your fears. I think we could've made it. Thought I told you I love you. Maybe we should've waited. How could you ever doubt me? When I stood by you proudly, I would've gave my last breath. Now you can't breathe without me.
To get something old.
<A repeat. laughs>
Nah, we're not going to do that.
Out of cash.
Hey, it's a Friday night cypher. CeeLo got something for us tonight. You have something, hit us up. But I just want to pause for the calls. DJ Law, where we remember you, buddy.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we miss you, buddy. We'll be right back, y'all.
This goes out of DJ Law. R.I.P. My brother from another mother. Yeah. Phone dropped. First thing come to mind. Nah, not another friend of mine. Early morning, September 19th, 2010. I lost the best friend. DJ Law, 7th City representative, Buddha brother president, bad news resident. Brooklyn was your start, VA was in your heart. I remember when we used to tear them clubs apart. Man, it broke my heart, now I reminisce. Your mama's rap show, yo, do you remember this? Every week, Saturday, yeah, we put it in. You and me, banging hip-hop from 8 to 10. But just like dust in the wind, now you're gone. Leaving family and true friends to carry on. Man, we had plans, but we never planned this. The love, the life, the laughter, we're going to miss. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. Now what you hear is not a test. Hip hop culture lost one of the best. DJ Law put it down 20 years straight. Hit the ground running pure hip hop from the gate. Yeah, and you my brother for life. I heard the news you passed away, it cut me like a knife. Think about your wife and poor mom Dukes. Rest in peace, DJ Law, 21 gun salute. My brother from another mother, never be another. Cool DJ Law, 103, the Buddha brothers. Brought the bangers daily, keeper of the funk. Laid back brother, made the speakers go thump. Whole crowd jump, whole place packed. 757, man, they always got your back. R.I.P. DJ Law, the best. My brother, your brother, Buddha brother, may you rest in peace. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. Rest in peace, DJ Law. I love you, brother. Peace. Qadir Shakir, a.k.a. MC Spice. 757, stand up.
Big up to Cool DJ Law. You are in tune to WHAC. TM Hyman Radio Live. All the way live from Charlotte with the Blaze is CeeLo.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The name of this piece is called As a Child. As a child, I dreamed of being a killer. Cut off your head, leave it on your mother's porch, killer. A real deal, dressed in black, trench coat, bulletproof, thriller in Manila. 4x4 Bronco, a little tinted BMW, no C, with license plates that had covers that concealed his ID. No one could touch me. When I was a child, I dreamed of being an assassin. You know, the kick in the door, face to the floor, run what's mine, no words spoke, mouth drop open, cowards choke. Larynx question. When I was a child, I never thought I could feel emotion, not grow up nice and sweet, slow socializing, but more so in the street, gambling, hustling, making promises, cussing, pulling out with purpose. What would Francis say? Blasting no verses, casket carried away, six scheduled pallbearers, three of them missing, two came for a visit while my mama's in the kitchen, gunpoint, blank stare, tear stream, no fear, retaliation, young girl lost. Dark-skinned man, black sweater, thick-rimmed glasses, must pay the cost. Maybe not him, but any in favor. As a child, I wanted to be as a soldier. Started moving private. Now I've gone major. Changed energy focus. Never been witnessed, so none did I catch a case for. I wanted to be like them till I realized it all came to an end. I got things to live for. Now life begins. Peace and blessings.
The Friday Night Cypher, all the way live from Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's 10:15.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails and feet, put her in and shoot the three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump us down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hawk, slipping. They got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. Defending your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock. Cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
I tell you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the killing my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
I put him in the game. First position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike. Mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions. Now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came. Mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team. So play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out. You gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing. Never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game,
coach. I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Bell, coming out of Norfolk, Virginia, put me in a game, coach. You know, she sounded real real serious about that. Put me in the game, coach. World AIDS Day was yesterday. A lot of health departments across the country gave away free HIV and STD testing today. Hope you got your asses out there. Try to prevent it. Hey.
Hmm? Yeah?
Something to get, you just can't get rid of.
At all. There's no pill for that, but.
Something you just can't get rid of. Oh. Welcome to the Cypher. It's December 3rd. It's the Friday night Cypher. CeeLo, that was Blaze.
Did you like that? I was going to ask you guys, did you guys like that?
That was Blaze.
You like that? Thanks. Thanks. I wrote it a couple of weeks ago, actually. And yeah.
No doubt. If you got a piece you want to spit, this is your platform. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Welcome to the weekend.
Thanks.
Dirty Money. Check them out tomorrow, Saturday Night Live. Again, you ladies said you had a great work week. Anything special we doing this weekend?
I don't know. No. I'm thinking about going to the flea market.
All right.
You sound like an old woman.
Well, I'm going to go sell
what
some
you
stuff.
Get? You're looking for a vacuum?
No.
You're looking for some oranges or some bananas.
I'm going to the flea market too, CeeLo. It's okay.
No, I was going to sell my sell some Avon baskets, some gift baskets.
Oh, yeah, you'll rack up at the flea market.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're going to be an entrepreneur.
I don't go there to do other stuff. I don't have, yeah, mm-mm. No.
I'm glad you clarified it, because you sound like you was going to be a damn shopper to me.
She was, like, really excited, wasn't she? I'm going to the flea market.
Sounded like it.
Yeah, I know, right? Plus, I was kicking my feet and everything, though. I was like, yeah.
No, that's what's good. Get that money.
Damn right. Any way I can, so. Well, anyway, say.
Toya, what's up for the weekend?
Oh, I have an exciting weekend plan. I'm going to have breakfast with Santa in the morning.
Oh.
No doubt. You're going to tell
her
what you
my
want?
My daughter and her friend, and then I'm going to the movies to see, I don't know, whatever that Rapunzel movie is, and to a kid's birthday party. Oh, my weekend's going to be so much fun.
It sounds like. You're going to need some alcohol.
I hear a lot of love.
You need DC and alcohol. And get you, we're going to need to get a kid pack.
Mini
area code 202. Last four digits 4083. Weigh in. Welcome to the Cypher.
Hey, I got a question for two of you. This is Coop.
Hey, Coop. Coop, you know that's my nickname too. Coop. I'm Coop.
Oh, it
also.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good nickname.
Yes, it is. I concur.
Hey, Toya, are you going to sit on Santa Claus' lap?
I sure am. Yes, I am. And I'm going to get you Sam, and I want my picture taken also. and I'll send it to Terrence so that he can upload it and put it on Facebook.
Okay, Toya and Santa. Okay. Well, let your baby see you kissing Santa Claus. Y'all, I think it's on.
Oh, man.
Gosh,
welcome
yes,
to the Cypher. It's Friday, December 3rd. It's 10:24. We got like 35 minutes left of the show. We only for an hour tonight. That's my man Coop hanging out from D.C. tonight.
Yes.
917-889-3926.
And you know what? I used to be Coop as well for a little while, some years back. People thought that me and Coop were married. And me and, Coop that just called in, yeah, they thought we were married. Because we had the same
Coop's
language.
Still with us.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Yeah. But do you remember that, Mr. Cooper?
Yeah, I remember that, Mrs. Cooper. I remember that, Mrs. Cooper. I had people asking me, was I married to her? I didn't even know who she was. They're like, that's your wife. I'm like, who are y'all talking about?
That's how we met. We were already married. Didn't even damn it know it. Yeah. What you got going on this weekend, Coop?
Man, I got a class tomorrow. I mean, Then me and Lil Mama going to IKEA to start doing some shopping for some furniture.
Oh, I want to come. I love IKEA.
Oh, God. I hate IKEA.
Oh, I know. I sound like I was in hell. I just love
yes.
IKEA. You can't go in there and buy one thing.
Man,
oh,
look,
I love it.
I get in the damn, what is that, the wheelchair. And has somebody push me around. I can't.
You know what? You know?
That's crazy.
First you're hanging out at flea markets. Now you got
dangling
people
on the back
you
of
around.
Hey, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all want to hear a funny story about
yes.
CeeLo?
Oh, Lord.
Go for it.
We want to hear from you. Yeah, she said yes a little too fast, didn't she?
No.
CeeLo comes up here for my birthday like a couple of years ago, and we go to the club Love. It was me, some of my other friends, CeeLo. We had a little bit to drink. We leave the club, stop at the gas station. There's some guys at the gas station, and they selling a jacket. The guys give me the jacket, and they're like, "Hey, man, big man, you could try the jacket. It's yours. It's a leather jacket. It's real leather." They tell me it's $10. I don't have any change. I say, "CeeLo, you got some change? So I can have the jacket for $10. CeeLo rolls the window down and cusses me out and tell me, "Get your ass in the car because you said you're going to feed me." So I get my ass in the car and take the jacket and forget to pay the dues for the hot jacket.
Go out there listening. Thank you for the free jacket.
Oh, God. And look, the funniest shit is that the next morning when we got up to, I don't know where we were on our way to, and I was like, I said, "Where did coat come from? Whose gloves are those?" I was like, "Oh, look." And they had him in the middle of the parking lot trying it on like he was in the middle of the mall.
It was like three dudes surrounding me.
You know what?
Then she had me down at Addis Morgan that night. We go get pizza because we couldn't get no breakfast. We get pizza, and I don't eat pork. She got the pepperoni pizza. I'm so hungry. We passing the pepperoni pizza back and forth like we smoking a blunt.
Y'all crazy.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Talk Radio Show. Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. Too long. I told her I would love her as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service, my eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore, I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh.
When you know, like I know.
Yeah.
When the sunlight falls down.
What?
There she goes.
Yeah.
And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows. And the rain is coming down. My heart is cold. I know she knows.
Yeah.
She strobe lights, dance with the stars.
And I always say,
you don't
your life. I don't need your life.
That joint was kind of, I didn't know it was Dirty Money, but it sounds all right.
No doubt. They are Saturday Night Live tomorrow night, folks. Check them out. Diddy and the crew, make sure we get the hot new tracks off of the Train to Paris first. Big up. Check them out tomorrow night, SNL. Hey, CeeLo, what you think about that? It's called Strobe Light.
I like that. I really do. And, I mean, I'm telling you, they're coming out with, I'm going to assume that this Train to Paris is just, like, mostly, excuse me, like, a lot of, like, club songs, crossover, pop.
Yeah, so it definitely is a crossover joint. Well, what's amazing to me is how this old dude keeps refining himself and selling records. It's unbelievable.
Well,
pick up the P. Diddy.
Well, you got to think musically, history repeats. I mean, hold on. First of all, history does repeat itself. But musically, you know, history repeats, you know. And the fact that you got to think that the time that he came in into the game, it's just like he has enough years under him to recreate from back to, you know, he can take it back to the, he's taking it back to the 80s now.
No doubt.
As far as sound, yeah.
We're going to get ass on the floor up again. Dirty Money. They're going to be performing that tomorrow night, SNL. Robert De Niro, Dirty Money. That's pretty historic right there. That's big business right there, for real. Robert De Niro hosted along with, you know, you, whoever you are as an artist, specifically hip-hop artist, but now they're pop, like you all said. So.
Mm-hmm.
But again, CeeLo up with another blaze before we get out of here as well. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926, to share your best or worst moment of the week. It's the Friday Night Cypher, December 3rd, brought to you by Hack Media. Log on, www.hackmediausa.com.
Oh, you know what? Hey, I got a worst moment. Not even a worst moment. But, oh, remember we were talking about my friend dilemma, like last week or whatever? Well,
the marriage?
Yeah, she replaced me in the wedding.
Wow.
Was that by choice? Did your ass get kicked out the wedding?
We never talked. That message was the last thing that she left. And right, we didn't talk anymore. But yeah, she took me out of the wedding.
Oh, so I got the news now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Coop. Look, I didn't even have to talk to you after the show.
Hey, well, okay. So since this is B Real Radio, right? And you kind of talked about that live on the air.
Yeah, you're right.
Did she hear the show?
I don't know. I don't think it should have mattered. I mean, I didn't think I said anything wrong or anything out of.
I only asked because I wanted to ask you this question: how did it make you feel? And I guess you were just about to say. I mean, really, how did that make you feel?
It hurt my feelings. But it played back. You know what it did? Me seeing that other person's name on the list. What it did was it played back every time I stopped what I was doing to help her. It brought me back to every time that nobody that
oh, she never communicated
be,
it to you.
Saying that people like really turned their back on her, and I didn't. You know what I'm saying? So
she never communicated it to you?
No. So, like, me, that was like, you know, I didn't have to. That's one of those, I didn't have to shake the apple from the tree. It fell on its own. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, like, really, and the wedding really isn't until January. Right. The end of it, right. Whatever.
That's around the corner, though.
Right. No, it's around the corner, but, like, for real. You know, whatever. But, yeah, my feelings were hurt then, though. I'm fine now. I really am. I would say if I wasn't, but I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but it did hurt
my feelings. If you got a best or worst moment, I think that's humanistic, though. It hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you being real, being honest about it. If you have a best or worst moment, hit us up, 917-889-3926. CeeLo, Sharon out of Charlotte. CeeLo talked to us last week about a dilemma with a wedding that was conflicting between her and a friend. You know, sometimes, folks, you know, you got to sit back, reflect, think about the situation, and, you know.
Yeah, but I
you know,
still wish her the best.
You can't,
I really
you can't
do.
Conquer
I
conquer anything. You can't. You
yeah.
You don't or can't confront. You got to right. confront her, I think, at some point, but not to the when you're still upset about it, though.
Oh yeah, no, right, no, and I think that you know after the wedding or whatever. I mean, I'm not gonna say the wedding is a big deal for her life.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy for her, and I'm proud of her, and rock on. My life is going to keep moving. I can't stop mine. You know what I'm saying? But I really do wish her the best. Really do.
If she's a true friend, once you have gotten over it, you've calmed down, you should confront her if you really feel that way. Folks, we have about 22 minutes left in the show. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Anybody else with a best or worst moment?
Best or worst moment, I got one.
Mm.
It's not a best or worst moment. It's just some advice. Whew. Make sure you have a lot of money so that you can hire people to do all of the hard work.
Dude,
no, I just want to say this. I want to say this, that, you know, you really will not understand the meaning, but, you know, nothing in life is worthwhile. Nothing in life comes easy, or nothing in life is worthwhile comes easy. How the saying goes, nothing in life is...
Nothing in life worthwhile comes easy.
Easy, thank you. And that is so true. And I promise you, every single day that I am making, you know, making my way toward success, you know, it's a struggle, it's an uphill battle. I thank God for it. I wouldn't ask him to take me through any other way. And I really appreciate it. And it's just making me appreciate him more. It's making me just believe and appreciate myself more, and definitely my circle of friends and my circle of family. Because it's one thing to go to a job every day and work for somebody, and they tell you what to do when you have this task that you go and you do so many times, and you do it so much that you can do it with your eyes closed. It's a difference when you have to create and make something on your own, and the success or failure rides on your shoulders. And then when you see that each and every day a little bit of success comes, I mean, just by painting a wall, or just by, I mean, just any little bit that is, you know, productive or, you know, benefiting whatever you're doing, it's a beautiful thing. So I say to everybody out there that's dreaming about something, that has something deep down in them that they want to do, go and do it. There will never be a perfect time for you to do anything. The perfect time is now. You know, there's not going to be when I'm finished with this, when this gets together, when I get my money right. There's not going to be a perfect time. Life is always going to happen. But if you're dreaming of something, just be a dreamer. Step out there on faith and believe in yourself, believe in your faith, and do it. Because the reward, I mean, it's so rewarding each and every day. I know I complain on site, and I really am. I am exhausted, but I love it every single day. Right now, I want to go to my shop and work some more. I'm exhausted, but it's okay. But it's just that beautiful feeling on the inside. It's just a beautiful feeling. I just wanted to tell people that.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
There's nothing that I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me,
put your hands high. You haven't lost a life before.
Hey.
This one's
for you. Put your hands high.
And you bring to rock the
I'll be on
you. I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on.
Come on.
Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you. Get the map, I'm gone.
Go.
What am I supposed to do in a club like? Come on, it's easy to be pumped, but it's harder to be shown. What if my twins ask why I ain't married a mom?
Why?
Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown?
Shit,
but I ain't finished grown. Another night that inevitable prolonged. Another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better
out tomorrow.
Another lot that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I
I'm
belong.
Coming
come on.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ain't no
I know
man.
My kingdom away. And they're forgiving my mistakes.
Thank
I'm
you.
Coming home.
I'm coming
I'm
home.
Coming
check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone?
No.
And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw
right.
it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. But you deal with it and you keep balling.
That's right.
Awesome looking playboy and we keep balling. Baby, we've been living in sin cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends. So you've been a guest in your own home. It's
come
time
on.
To make your house
yeah.
your home. Pick up
I'm
the phone. Pick up
home.
The phone.
I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom away. And they're forgiving my mistakes.
Thank
I'm coming
you.
Home.
Coming
home. Coming
yeah, ain't no stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told y'all that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
I miss you, big.
And here I stand.
Come
here
on, I stand.
A better man.
Better man.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm coming thank you,
home.
Lord.
I'm coming home.
Oh.
Tell the world that I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. That dude TM Hyman. 15 minutes left of the show.
Yo.
What's good?
Yo.
In this Friday night cipher.
Yo.
Yo. Diddy and the crew. Yo, we gonna get ass on the flow up before we get out tonight.
Yo.
We talking about the best and worst moments of the week. Hey, I'll tell you all about an interesting moment this week for me. Learned a lot just about pride, right? I have employees, and one thing about me, if I know anything about somebody who's in a bad situation, I'm going to help them out. I found out somebody was, like, in a situation and, like, didn't even have toilet paper in their house. And, you know, we might ask ourselves, how the hell can you be a working person and not have toilet paper in the house? But the reality is we are truly in a recession, and although we all may not be feeling the pinch of the, you know, the shrinkage in the economy, hey, we are still in a recession. I had to immediately, you know, go out and get a Walmart gift card, take it over to the person, and say, don't just get toilet paper, but get anything that you know. And guess what? A closed mouth don't get fed. So the moral to all these damn words I'm babbling, yo, if you're in need, you got to ask for help. People don't really know your situation, can't help you if you don't step outside of that pride and let it be known. You should not be in the house and not have access to toilet paper.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I think, though, like, some people will revert to using the newspaper. I mean, like, I've seen that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not saying I haven't seen that, experienced that. I've been out in the woods and used some damn toilet, some newspapers. So, I mean, but because I had to.
Had to, right.
Based on location, not because I didn't have the money or the resources to get toilet paper.
Right.
I'm
well, you know what?
Most of the story, closed mouth don't get fed.
At all. Yeah.
We're going to go to the lines. Area code 646, last four digits 4803. Tell us your name you're calling from.
What up?
Hey, Blanco, Dirty Money in the building.
What
oh, when you in that club, get that ass on the floor.
Get the ass on the floor. Hey, yo, you've been rolling with Dirty Money all day, my dude. Thanks for checking in. Tell us what's cracking.
Oh,
SNL tomorrow night. Robert De Niro.
Yo, it's easy. I'm actually calling live from SIR. Did I just say that? We're wrapping up rehearsal. We're wrapping up rehearsal. We're rehearsing since 8 o'clock this morning. Yo, what I'm telling you, you got to watch SNL tomorrow, is going to freaking shut it down.
Okay.
For those
that's
haters that be like, the girls never get any play, Colleen and Dawn, tomorrow is the day.
I'm not a hater.
Ass on the Floor is going to, girls got most of the song, Diddy's going to do his little thing, whatever, but on some for real stuff, like, I'm still on a high, like, it's going to be serious. Like, you know, I mean, like, it's crazy. Like, literally, Dirty Money takeover right now, like, straight up. Like, I just walked, you know, just took the train. It's like New York is sniped with Dirty Money stuff everywhere. It's bananas. But nah, so for real stuff, TM, just want to thank you, man, for showing love. And, of course, you know that I got you on all that exclusive Dirty Money stuff, music, because
hey,
you got two new records.
We appreciate the love, man. We love what's going on right now. What is that? Train to Paris. What's the release date for Train to Paris?
Last Train to Paris. Let's get the title together.
Last Train to Paris.
Last Train.
Next week, the 14th, December 14th, it's coming. It's been a long time coming. But, you know, record is popping. Like, I mean, from Trey Songz to Usher to Grace Jones to Wayne, which I don't know if you played tonight or you're going to play on Sunday, but you got the exclusive.
I just played it.
Oh, damn, I just happened to just look at my phone. I was like, let me call and mess with the TM Live show tonight.
Hey, we appreciate the love, though. You don't understand. We appreciate all you do for us, man.
Yes, thank you.
And, you know, sometime next week I'm going to have a little surprise for your listeners. I may have both of the ladies on the phone. So, you know, never know. It may just be a spur of the moment.
Hey, y'all just heard that. Hey, we got Dirty Money back next week. Hey,
no.
Coming home, we just played it.
You see how niggas do? They just get excited
and
skip words.
Hey, you said it. You said
it. In existence.
You said it.
And then they don't show up. Mm-hmm.
Hey, no. It's okay, though, because one thing about it, we know that they will show up when they have time. You know what I'm saying? We don't sweat them. We appreciate the love.
Yes.
Nah, that was that not showing up was kind of for you. But Didi, how you doing?
Oh! Okay. All right, folks.
Wow.
I didn't show up for a photo shoot. Since he blowing up the spot, I didn't show up for a photo shoot in Virginia because I was helping my friends in my studio. So I'm sorry. I didn't show
nah,
up.
But I'm
get
just,
out of here.
Okay.
Ass on the floor. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Right. Y'all already know what this is, man.
Make sure that the dude really understand that I'm about official business, dude. You know
not
what I'm saying?
When you're
if you
no
refer me, let them know I didn't stand them up. I want them. I need this photo shoot, man. I need them to reschedule. I don't want them to think I'm a flake.
No. I mean, I told him. I mean, you know, he's all right. I mean, he got a little disappointed,
right, cool.
But it's what it is. I mean, you know, he got another photo shoot next week that I gave him, so he's cool.
Well, if he needed the money,
he was just like, I don't work on Sundays, and I was just like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
My bad. Folks, you inside the Friday Night Cypher. My man Ray Blanco, yo, this is our dude riding and dying with Dirty Money. Last Train to Paris. Check it out. Saturday Night Live tomorrow night. CeeLo blazing them. She got one more blaze before we get out of here. Hey, Ray, we appreciate the love, man.
No doubt, man. I hit you next week with another new record. And by the way, we're doing BET Takeover. New video premiere every day next week. Get into it. Peace.
NYC, Ray Blanco. Dirty Money, Saturday Night Live, tomorrow night. Hey, P. Diddy, we respect you, brother. We love you. CeeLo, up next.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
This one is called Speechless. I still love you in a way that history can't explain. I still love you and I don't even know your name. You don't know how I feel because our souls just met. And I can't explain because my words just left. My heart is beating through my shirt, my bra and chest. This shit got me losing my skirt and I don't even have one on. Hey, stop walking. Give me a moment just to breathe your breath. I can't say a word because my words just left. I still love you. I hope you understand as I walk up and grab your hand and kiss you on the lips and can't say a word because my words just left. That's what it is.
No doubt. Hey. CeeLo, live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, blazing us the whole hour, 2 minutes left in the show. Big up. Ray, Dirty Money, CeeLo, Didi, Toya. Shout outs. It's time to get out of here. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Friday Night Cypher. Join us back Sunday, 7 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. Appreciate the love.
Yes, it's CeeLo. Thank you for riding with us, everybody. We love our listeners and our supporters, and I love my team, and my team loves me. Peace and blessings.
Hilarious.
Didi, Toya.
Massages for life. All right, go ahead, get money.
I'm getting money.
Just have a fun and safe weekend. I'll be hanging out with the girls in Santa Claus. Take pictures.
And your pictures, right?
Hey, uh-huh. Hey, Coop still want to make sure you're going to sit on Santa's lap.
I am. I will, there, Coop. And I'll make sure I send the picture in.
Hey, Coop,
it's gonna be really
modest, bro.
It's gonna be really wrong if Santa Claus starts sticking some dollars in your lap.
You know what?
Thank you.
Hey, God bless. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Hey, thanks for riding with us out there, world. It's 11 o'clock. Normally it's 12 o'clock. Hey, enjoy. Be safe. Good night, everybody.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show.